We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend, Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, how are you today?
Oh, I'm good. A whole brand new clean year in front of us, isn't it?
It is. I will tell you, 2019 flew by.
Oh, didn't it? I swear. I don't know where they go. I look at it when I look at these kids, and I see these kids that I think are little bitty kids, and they're married and they got kids, and I think the years have just flown by.
It doesn't seem possible, does it?
It really doesn't, but I'm so thankful that I'm here all these years.
But I can remember when I was a kid, you had that period between Thanksgiving and Christmas that seemed to pass like molasses on a cold winter's day. It just would not move fast enough. And now it's like, okay, Thanksgiving is over. Have we got the tree up? It's Christmas.
I used to think, oh, Christmas will never be here. And now I think, oh, Christmas is already here.
And you know, it passes so quickly anymore. I've been told that the older you get, the faster the years go by. And I think that's probably true.
I think it is too, you know. But I can remember hearing older people, not as old as me probably, say, oh, the days just drag by. And I think, boy, I don't know what I do with my days. They don't drag by, that's for sure.
No, I can honestly say days pass fairly quickly. And the next thing you know, we'll be turning the calendar leaf over to 2021.
Isn't that the truth? You know, I think about New Year's. For years, I always made some resolutions, but I decided to quit that. Those resolutions didn't last but about a week most of the time.
That's the unfortunate part of resolutions. They usually don't last very long, and you kind of feel bad when you break them, so I stopped making them.
I quit that too. You know, I think, I don't know how many years I started to diet, you know, the first of the year.
Sure.
And then I thought, I don't look forward the first of the year because of this. When I really was young and first married, you know, we had a party or had some people over, or we went to parties and things. And then, of course, I had Lee in there. And, you know, as you know, when you got a child, that sort of cuts down on the party.
It does.
And then I worked for a lot of years. You know, the bank closes their books on the end of the year, and I worked late. You know, we worked late. We had first got the computer and we only had one printer. Well, we had all those W-2s, 1099s, all that stuff to print. I worked really late, you know, after midnight. Barbara Brown and I worked late many, many years. The first year that everything really went well, that's when Don was living, and we were going to get out early. So Don and Teddy were going to have some stuff to eat, you know, and we were going to get there, and we were going to see the new year in. So we got up there, and of course, they had gotten some stuff together, and they were relatively happy in a big way. So Barbara and I came, and we ate. We had something to drink, and so we said, well, we're going to watch the ball go down. Let's go in the living room. Well, Barbara's daddy had two or three big recliners and a big couch, and we all sat down, and guess what? We all went to sleep.
And woke up in the new year.
It was the first year that Barbara and I had been, because it seemed like we had a lot of years that we were late. You know, later you had printers, more printers and stuff. When we first got the computer, we had one printer and we printed everything on that. And everything, you remember the printers that had the holes, had the tracks on the...
Oh, sure.
Well, you had to watch it all the time because ever so often one of those tracks would tear and you would be printing one line over and over and over again. We stayed there and watched it. And so we were so tickled that year because we had extra printers. We didn't have to stay and print it all. And we just thought, boy, we're going to really party this year. We've laughed about that ever since. We went to sleep. That was it. It was nice and warm, and our bellies were full because they had some good stuff to eat. And we just got in those recliners and that comfortable chair, and that was it. We were the last to the big swinger.
Well, I have been out to a couple of ballroom-style New Year's parties, and that really wasn't my cup of tea. Most of the time, we spend New Year's Eve with a few close friends, and normally we're all on our way home by about 12:15.
I know what you mean. I've had close friends and things and snacks and something to drink and sit around, but I tell you, I've gotten so I'm about ready by 10 o'clock to call it a day. I think that New Year's will come in whether I'm awake or not.
It will, and all your bills will arrive right on time. Everything that is supposed to happen will happen in the new year, whether you stay awake for New Year's Eve or not.
Well, you know, poor lady, Lee's birthday is New Year's Eve.
Okay.
So I had to work for probably 20 years. I worked on New Year's Eve, so he didn't get to have birthday parties on New Year's Eve, and so I wound up cooking for him, usually on New Year's Day. Anyway, poor little neglected thing.
We do want to wish Lee a happy birthday. Well, Miss Sammy, we're not going to give any recipes today. We just wanted to kind of reminisce a little bit about past New Year's and wish everybody a happy New Year as well.
I wish everybody a blessed New Year and nothing but the best, Farrell. We appreciate your listening to us, and we just talk about things we like to talk about, and of course, food's one of the big ones. We like to talk about friends and good times, too, and I wish you a year full of friends and good times, good health, and a blessed, blessed New Year.
All right, Miss Sammy, and the same back to you. And from Miss Sammy and I, and all of us here at 104.3 The River, we wish you a bright, blessed, happy, and joyous New Year. Miss Sammy, tell them what we always say.
Oh, give me another year of not trusting this skinny cook.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Mike.